There's a protocol has already been established, so I'll crave your indulgence to sit on the existing protocol. Nigeria is endowed with a lot of potentials, you know, for agricultural production. The potential is quite robust. If you talk in terms of land area, which we all know, about 923 square kilometers, of which 70% is agriculturally productive. The climate is also very excellent for agricultural production. It is diverse and ranges from arid, semi-arid, temperate, mountain vegetation, and even rainforests, you know, which are ecological niches for rice production. The water resources are quite abundant, and it's been estimated that about 200 million cubic meters of surface water exists from hydrological survey. The soil resources are equally very resourceful, very deep, very fertile, and then above all, the giant population of about 180 million people, which is a good source of labor force, both for skilled, semi-skilled, and unskilled labor force. But as enormous as these potentials are, and in the words of Norman Bullock, nobody eats potential. Potentials has got to be harnessed and then exploited. So these potentials agriculturally in Nigeria are yet, you know, to be untapped, yet to be harnessed, and yet to be fully exploited. So it is against this background that rice, which is a well-known commodity and a very strategic crop, you know, in the country, you know, is have this scenario. The demand for rice production over the years, you know, has been about 5.5 million metric tons in terms of demand, while the supply is just about 2.5 million hectares, I mean metric ton, leaving a whopping gap of about 2.5 million metric tons. And to bridge this gap, Nigeria has to pay heavily, you know, through importation. In fact, once upon a time, Nigeria was paying as much as 1 billion naira per day, you know, to import rice. And this can translate into about 365 million, I mean, million naira per annum. So not any responsible government will sit down and watch, you know, hard and resources going that way. More so when there is comparative advantage for the production of rice. So it is against this background that a number of measures, you know, policy measures have been put in place, you know, to ensure that this huge capital flight, you know, is checked, and then is directed to other needy sectors, you know, of the economy. Some of these agricultural policies, you know, that government put in place were the ANCO, CBN ANCO borrower program, which allowed farmers access, you know, to credit facilities, because availability of credit and lack of you know, the financial wherewithal is a major setback, you know, to farmers that are willing, you know, to venture and expand the production. Another key policy that has yielded results is NISA, that is Nigerian Incentive-Based Risk Sharing System for Agricultural Lending. And the other enabling environments have also been put in place, that is a gradual ban on importation of rice and the true closure of land borders, just to stem up and stimulate, you know, domestic production. Also, improve access, you know, to inputs. These facilities and these measures have actually, you know, yielding result. And I can tell you now, right now, that in Nigeria there is a silent revolution going on. Rice revolution is taking place right now in the country. In fact, last couple of years, the production has increased from 3.5 metric tons to about 5.5 metric tons now, courtesy of all these measures that have been put in place. We also, witnessed the increase in yield per hectare, which hitherto has been about averagely 2.5 tons per hectare to about 4.0 tons per hectare, courtesy of improved agricultural improved rice varieties and improved agronomic practices, as well as aggressive, extension approach which the government has put in place. However, a number of challenges, are still confronting the rice sector. Right now, as we are talking, a lot of flooding, has taken place, and I think it will at least marginally affect the overall outputs this 2018. Another big challenge is the conflicts, by pastoralists and then the crop farmers, because the strategy where the government wants to increase rice production through extensification, that is increase land per area as well as yield increase per ton per hectare, is also, it translates into restricting the land area available for pastoralists. So there's a conflict of resource use. And I want a situation where the African rice will look at this issue. I know speakers since morning has not touched on the issue of farmer pastoralist conflict. And rice ecologists are actually ecological niches, where the pastoralists find very because of the water availability and the availability of feed. So it's an issue which I want African rice to actually look up and come up with a very workable solution. Other areas are poor infrastructure, the power, the roads, the key areas where rice productions are carried out are not too accessible. So infrastructure development is one key area that will address this problem, and then weak and institutional linkages, is something that needs to work on. And I think with all these measures, that have been put in place, very soon, rice revolution, which like the statistics that have been shown over the since morning, is actually the way to go for Nigeria. Merci.